This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Sudan's military launched airstrikes on a paramilitary forces base near Khartoum in a bid to reassert control over the country early on Sunday. This follows intense clashes that erupted on Saturday, which has left scores of combatants and at least 56 civilians dead. Reuters' Diane Toh reports.
Dozens of civilians were among those killed across Sudan and hundreds of people wounded, a doctors' union said on Sunday, after clashes broke out between the country's military and main paramilitary group on Saturday. Witnesses also said the Sudanese military on Sunday launched airstrikes on the Omdurman base of the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, just outside Khartoum, as it tries to reassert control over the country. The clashes follow rising tensions over the RSF's integration into the military and threatens efforts to transition the country to democratic rule. Global powers, including the US, EU, African Union, and UN, have appealed for an immediate end to the violence.
That's Reuters' Diane Toh reporting. In Slovensk, in eastern Ukraine, rescue crews continue to search through the rubble. The death toll from a Russian airstrike Friday has risen to at least 11 people, with 21 wounded. President Volodymyr Zelensky said that 50 residential buildings, including 30 apartment buildings, were damaged or destroyed. At least 10 people were killed by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria's northeastern Yobe state, police said on Saturday. It's the latest attack in a region where security forces are battling a long-running insurgency. The Boko Haram insurgency started in Nigeria in 2009, so far has claimed the lives of 350,000 people. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Climate and energy ministers of the G7 agreed on Sunday to speed up both developing clean energy and phasing out fossil fuels after 2 days of talks in the Japanese city of Sapporo. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Renewable fuel sources and energy security have taken on a new urgency following the Ukraine war. But the climate and energy ministers stopped short of agreeing a 2030 deadline to phase out coal. And they left the door open for continuing to invest in gas, saying it could help ease energy shortfalls. The G7 communique pledged to collectively increase offshore wind capacity by 150 gigawatts by 2030 and solar capacity to more than 1 terawatt, which they called a drastic rise in clean power. They agreed to accelerate phasing out unabated fossil fuels, that is, the burning of fossil fuels without using technology to capture the resulting CO2 emissions. That would achieve net zero in energy systems by 2050 at the latest, the ministers said. Additional plastic pollution should be cut to zero by 2040, they said, bringing the target forward by a decade.
It's Lucy Fielder of Reuters reporting. Thousands of British military personnel will play a role during the coronation of King Charles III in May. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has that story.
The UK Defence Ministry says 6,000 troops, including soldiers, sailors and aviators, will participate on May 6th, making it the force's biggest ceremonial deployment for 7 decades. Thousands of them will escort the King and Camilla, the Queen Consort, as they travel by gilded horse-drawn coach between Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey. Gun salutes will sound from British Army bases and warships, and military aircraft, including World War II Spitfires, will perform a flypast. Defense Secretary Ben Wallace calls it a spectacular and fitting tribute to King Charles, who is the Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief. Mimi Montgomery, London.
Finland's new, much-delayed and costly new nuclear reactor and Europe's most powerful by-production capacity has completed a test phase lasting over a year and has started regular output, significantly boosting Finland's electricity self-sufficiency. The reactor, which has a 1,600-megawatt capacity, was connected into the Finnish national power grid in March of 2022 and kicked off regular production on Sunday. This comes at a time when European countries have cut oil, gas, and other power supplies from Russia. A fire in an apartment building in one of the oldest neighborhoods in Dubai has killed 16 people and injured 9 on Sunday. It's common practice among the city's laborers in that neighborhood to subdivide the apartments into very tight living quarters. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.